Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 25th of August, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, everyone. We are halfway through the week.
You can do it.
You can make it through.
You can do it. We believe in you. Don't be alarmed. We're not doing security news today. Andrew's here to talk to us about something else, but he's here to talk to us about that thing with Jeff Gamet. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. Andrew, thank you for letting me know it's Wednesday. Days, dates, and times have become arbitrary to me over the past year and a half. So I seriously wouldn't have had any idea what day it is, save for your pronouncement. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. And now we know Jeff, too. We'll make it through the week. Part of what's going to help that is something Andrew wrote up. And that is something that Apple is doing that looks like they're finally going to stop letting all of the information in Maps be powered by Yelp.
Yes, they are slowly cutting Yelp out, I think. So Apple this week, I think just yesterday, the day before, they're rolling out this native system in Apple Maps to rate businesses. Mm-hmm. So when you go in Apple Maps and you tap on a business, for some businesses, at least from what I'm seeing in my area, it only shows you an overall score, and you can thumbs up or thumbs down different scores. But for other places like restaurants, you have other scores like atmosphere, customer service, and of course, rating them on their food and drink.
Okay.
And you can also upload your photos to the business as well. Now, okay. Apple, the Yelp reviews are still there, but I'm assuming that once enough people start to use the system, they're going to remove it entirely.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if the thumb up, thumbs down is going to maybe evolve over time. And the only reason I wonder that is because like Yelp relies on a star system.
Right.
And thumb up, thumb down feels, I don't know, less helpful in a way, I guess.
Yeah. And I also, they don't let you post a written review either. So I'm hoping they'll add that eventually too.
Yeah, I'm hoping, like you, I'm hoping that this is a 1.0 feature where like we're starting to build our own data set. And then once we've got something there, then we can expand on what we've got. And that maybe this was what people like to call minimum viable product. So we've got the MVP out the door. So now we've got a 1.0 we can iterate on to make it 2.0, 3.0 and turn it into something a little more useful. Now, Jeff, this is near. Oh, yes, Andrew.
Just one more thing. So if you go to settings, maps, and you scroll down to find the ratings and photos, there is one of those blue links you can tap for the privacy aspect of it. So Apple does say ratings and photos that you share are linked to your Apple ID. Submitted images that do not contain any personally identifiable information may be used to improve the product and service.
Okay.
And let's see, where is the setting? When it comes to personal information, I think they said it sounded like images of people might be like, you know, their face. I think they consider that personal. So I don't think pictures with faces might be included.
Okay. That might be. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Images that depict your personal information or personal information while others, for example, images that identify a person, may not be accepted. So, interesting.
Yeah, okay. I do like that there's a certain amount of privacy awareness they're trying to give us there. Now, Jeff, this is near and dear to your heart for two reasons. Number one, you just talked about this. And now it's getting better. And so I have a list of things I'd like to submit for you to talk about next so that Apple will resolve them. But also because I'd like for you to use your powers for me is what I'm saying. But also, you made a video of how people can use the new ratings and go recommend or not places that are around you or that you normally go to.
Yeah, and it's actually really easy to do. So when you're in the Maps app, and I haven't tried this on the Mac yet because, well, we can get to that. But I did it on my iPhone to test because odds are that's where you're going to be doing this anyhow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you just pick a, tap on a business and then you get the little sheet that pops up from the bottom of your screen, and it says recommend this place, and it has a thumbs up and thumbs down that Andrew mentioned. Mm-hmm. And when you tap the thumbs up or thumbs down, if it's a business that has the extra options, customer service and atmosphere and food quality and stuff for restaurants. In the video I did, it was a bookstore. And so it had an option for like product selection and customer service. And you just tap the thumbs up or thumbs down for each thing. And and then there's just another button down there at the bottom of that sheet. Tap it. It says add photo. And then you can just choose from your photo library what you want to add, and it's super easy to do, and I'm glad this is here, and at the same time, my gladness feels kind of hollow because I feel like Apple is just too far behind on the whole business thing. In Maps, okay. Because Google Maps owns this space, mm-hmm. and so much so that people don't realize that as a business owner, they need to go and claim their business in Apple Maps as well. Oh. But that also means they have two places that they have to stay on top of their business, mm-hmm. for mapping solutions. Mm-hmm. And updating your info in Apple Maps probably isn't going to help your SEO, search engine optimization, for those that don't know, on Google, because Google isn't looking at your Apple Maps business rating.
Yeah.
I think Apple wants to replace Yelp in Maps, which makes sense because Apple likes to own the whole widget.
That's true.
But in the end, I don't think it's going to matter because this is not where people are really going to be looking for business ratings, mm-hmm. or to even find the businesses. That's you use Google Maps for that.
Yeah. Interesting. And part of why I was interested in talking to you about this, Jeff, was to find out your perspective on that because I agree with you. Like, part of the issue here, it seems, is that Apple just let everything in their maps be powered by Yelp for so long that it's not like you said, it's not going to matter. And Google's data set is a different thing that a lot of people rely on because, like, on Android, that's the default stuff that shows up is, mm-hmm. Google reviews for a business or Google ratings or whatever they call it, like all of the same data from Yelp, but done by Google, people who use Google primarily and not Yelp primarily. So there's a certain amount of that, and it's not going to do anybody any good. Like, more people aren't going to find my business if I claim it and keep it updated in Apple Maps for the most part, because that makes it three places, right? Because then you have to do stuff in Apple Maps, and you have to do it in Yelp, and you have to do it in Google.
In Google Maps.
Whatever Google's situation is called. And then if you have, if you have a business that maybe attracts people from out of town, like, you want to make sure you've got Travelocity up to date, or TripAdvisor is what I'm thinking of, TripAdvisor up to date and all that kind of stuff. And it becomes like you're going to have to hire a whole person just to let people know your hours change from winter to summer, to keep up with all of this stuff.
Well, and on the Apple Maps side, it's There's another problem, which is that Apple Maps will accept businesses only if they have a physical location.
Wonderful.
So if your business is simply providing a service, like let's say you are a web designer and you're freelance and you work from your home, so you don't have an official office or a storefront anywhere.
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't be in Apple Maps, but you can be in Google Maps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering how things like that are going to get handled going forward. I think it's going to be interesting to see, because I don't think most people are really going to care about 1.0, honestly. And if nobody cares about 1.0, that's not going to motivate Apple to get 2.0 out the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, I disagree with the motivation part, because Apple does have motivation to continue to improve this, because they are. I mean, we've been watching Apple do the 2.0 thing with different aspects and maps for quite a while now. So I think they have the motivation. I just question whether or not they're going to be able to have the relevance that they need with businesses to get enough people to say, you know, I really don't need to use Apple or Google Maps at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think, and that's the thing, is I don't think anybody's going to go, yeah, I'm just going to not do Google Maps. Like, I don't think that's happening.
But there are some people that are choosing to completely avoid Google Maps. I mean end users. And they're doing it simply because the directions that they're getting, they feel are better than what they were getting out of Google Maps. And in some cases, I think that's absolutely true. And they probably aren't coming up against a situation where they can't find the business that they want to find. So it's just fine for them. But still, I really want Apple Maps to be a head-to-head contender with Google Maps, I'm just
yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. And we've talked about it here before, that my favorite version of Apple is the Apple that is forced to compete and has to do things to keep up with another company and find innovative ways to do what someone else is doing, but do it Apple's way, so that and make it a good experience and all of that. Like, there's a lot of parameters that come into that, and creativity sometimes is forced out of those parameters and you get something really cool. And when Apple is forced to do those things because somebody else is doing it, those are the fun moments for me to watch. I like that one best, because I like seeing it happen.
I like those too. And I really like a lot of stuff Apple is doing with their Maps platform.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that they're paying attention to it and that it does seem important to somebody, and that there are things that are changing aside from just places where maps didn't work so well work better now, you know, that kind of thing. So
right,
that's always helpful.
And I do like how they're making it super easy to add ratings to businesses. It definitely needs a little bit more information, because if you can't provide context like you can do in Google Maps, it's hard to understand why you're giving some things a thumbs up and some things a thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. And the thumb up, thumb down thing is the part I have the hardest time with the 1.0 piece, that, you know, the 1.0 of this. And that's one of the things that I think is going to sort of turn people off, is like, well, recommended or not, but like, you know, what is that like? What does that actually mean? What does that rating tell me about this place? You know, and
And I'm the opposite on that part. I think people are going to like that because it's so easy to do.
Oh, that's true.
It takes much less time right now to mm-hmm. rate a business in Apple Maps than it does in Google Maps.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah, and that's not to say Apple Maps isn't useful in its own right. There's a lot of stuff in Apple Maps that is good and helpful. You can find vaccination sites. You can find testing sites. Those are things that Apple updated pretty early on. You can get all the different directions. So if you have a destination, you know, and maybe it's the other side of downtown, you know, in where you are, you know, is it easier to walk or is it easier to drive? you know, and being able to have those overlays. In a lot of places, there are also transit directions, so you don't have to go through what is probably a clunkier experience to use the transit website where you live. And you could just use Apple Maps and it'll tell you, if you're going to do that, it's going to take half an hour or whatever. And it's nice to have all of those things in there and useful. And there's some stuff that's pretty easy to take care of, like what restaurants are there, and the traffic has improved a lot, in some of those. So it's not like Apple Maps is without utility. Like, that's not to say that, but it would be nice if it had the amount of utility that you could get from Google Maps.
Yes,
I think.
And there's definitely hope for Apple Maps. And when I say that, it sounds like I'm saying Apple Maps is totally crap, which is not the case. It's optimistic for the future for Apple Maps. Keep in mind, there was a point when Google Maps wasn't as polished and as functional as it is today. Apple is a few years behind Google in that respect, but they're making a lot of progress, and they are improving their mapping product faster, I think, than Google improved theirs. So that's a really good sign.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it, is that they do care. It is improving. Things are changing. I know, Jeff, you and I live in reasonably populated places, so we find maps to be reasonably reliable, you know, when we need it. Andrew, what's the maps experience like there?
I think I would go also with reasonably reliable. I wouldn't say I use maps often, just because I don't have a vehicle, and I can bike and walk, and I already know to get to most places around town. But I don't think I've ever really had any huge issues with Apple Maps.
Okay. That was the thing I was curious about, for people who live in other places. So if you live someplace else, if you live in a not major metropolitan area, let's say, and you use Apple Maps regularly, or you've noticed that it's improved, or maybe it sucks still where you are in 2021, let us know. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Jeff, as always, thanks for coming by.
It's been awesome. I love hanging out with you and Andrew.
I love having you here. Andrew, thanks so much for being here, even though it wasn't about security and we didn't get to freak people out.
I think people are glad of that. So, yeah, it's going to be here.
I think everyone's happier when that's not what's going on. So, yeah, we'll take it. I am your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.